Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning Hilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, perek Yud Bet. The topic of this and the next perek is a description and calculation of the motion of the sun. We learned in the last perek that the celestial sphere containing the sun makes a full circular revolution around the earth over the course of a solar year. However, the center of the circle is not the Earth, but rather another point called the eccentric. In this perek, the Rambam describes the actual motion of the sun around the eccentric, which he calls the Mahalach HaEmtzai of the sun, as we saw in the last perek. He also describes here a motion of the eccentric itself, as the entire sphere of the sun changes position very slowly relative to the Earth. In the next perek, the Rambam will explain how the actual motion of the sun is observed from the earth, and how to use the calculations from this perek to determine where in the sky the sun can be observed at any given time. Unfortunately, for whatever reason, this perek is divided into only two halachot, each of which is very long. This imposes a technical burden in navigating the perek together. We begin with just the first couple of lines of halacha aleph, and then we explain the rest of the halacha outside. Mahalach haShemesh haEmtzai biYom Echad shu arba veEsrim shaot tishav vaChamishim chalakim uShmone shniot simanam nun tet chet. We measure the motion of the sun as an angle, that is, the measure of the arc traced out by the sun as it moves in its circular orbit. The actual movement of the sun in a single day, that is 24 hours, is less than 1 degree, and comes out to 59 minutes and 8 seconds. Recall that a degree is divided into 60 minutes and a minute into 60 seconds. Because the sun makes a full revolution in a solar year, which is a little more than 365 days, in a single day it travels a little less than 1/365 of a full revolution. Since the revolution is 360 degrees, this daily movement comes out to less than a degree. The rest of Halacha Aleph is a useful catalog of angles by which the sun moves over the course of different periods of time, all obtained by multiplying this daily amount of 59 minutes and 8 seconds by some whole number, 10 days, 100 days, 1,000 days, and 10,000 days. We note the movement of the sun in 100 days, because this will be important in a later example. 98 degrees, 33 minutes, and 53 seconds. Since we are ultimately interested in using this information to know whether the moon will be visible on the night of Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam lists at the end of the halacha the angle traversed by the sun over the course of 29 days and over the course of a standard Shana Pshuta Kisidra of 354 days. He emphasizes that all these numbers are obtained by multiplying the angle of 59 minutes and 8 seconds by some whole number, and we can calculate the motion of the sun over some other time period by multiplying this angle by any number of days that we wish. We move now to the beginning of Halacha Bet. Nikuda achat yesh ba galgal ha-shemesh, v'chein b'sha'ar galgalei ha-shiva kochavim, be'et she'e ha-kochav ba, yeh gavoa me'al ha-aretz kol me'odo. ואותה נקודה של גלגל השמש ושאר הכוכבים חוץ מן הירח סובבת בשווה, ומהלכה בכל 70 שנה בקירוב מעלה אחת, ונקודה זו היא הנקראת גובה. Because the sun revolves around its eccentric, not around the earth, it is closer to the earth at some points in its orbit than at others. The point in its orbit at which it is furthest away from the earth is called the gova, the high point. The gova is the point in the orbit of the sun, which one reaches by drawing a line from the earth through the eccentric and continuing until reaching the sphere of the sun. See the first illustration in the image file accompanying this recording, in which the earth is located at point Aleph, the eccentric at point Bet, and the gova of the sun at point Gimel. Aside from the motion described in Halacha Aleph, the revolution of the sun at a constant speed around the eccentric, there is another motion of the sun. The entire sphere, with the eccentric in the middle, moves around the earth very slowly, and therefore the gova moves around the earth at the same pace. This pace is only about 1 degree every 70 years. We'll get a more accurate number in a moment. A second illustration in the image file accompanying this recording shows what this movement looks like. Note that the illustration depicts a movement of the eccentric by a full 90 degrees,
which according to what we just learned takes about 6,000 years, 90 degrees times almost 70 years it takes to move even 1 degree around the Earth. Clearly, the movement of the eccentric since the time of the Rambam is much less than this. The next few lines in Halacha Bet catalog how much the Gova moves in 10 days, 100 days, 1,000 days, 10,000 days, 29 days, and 354 days, parallel to what was listed in Halacha Aleph regarding the orbital motion of the sun itself. Again, we take note of the motion of the Gova in 100 days, because this will be relevant for a later calculation. This is only 15 seconds, about 1/240th of a degree. The Yad Pshuta points out that based on the numbers given by the Rambam here, the actual time it takes for the Gova to move by 1 degree is not a full 70 years, but 65.7 years. We continue a little later in Halacha Bet. Kvar amarnu shaikar shemimenu hatchala becheshbon ze, hi mitchilat lel chamishi, shiomo shlishi lechodesh nisan, mishnat shmone ushloshim utshamiot varbat alafim laitzira. ומקום השמש במהלכה האמצעי היה בעיקר הזה בשבע מעלות ושלושה חלקים ושניים ושלושים שניות ממזל תלה, סימנם זין גימל למד בית. ומקום גובה השמש היה בעיקר זה בשש ועשרים מעלות וחמישה וארבעים חלקים ושמונה שניות ממזל תאומים, סימנם כף וו מם היי חט. In the last perek, the Rambam specified a date, very close to the time of his writing, as the root, or ikar, for the sample calculations he would demonstrate in the coming prakim. Thursday, the 3rd of Nisan, in the year 4938, or 1178. Here he tells us that on that date, the sun was located at 7 degrees, 3 minutes, and 32 seconds within the constellation of Taleh. The Gova of the sun's orbit was located then at 26 degrees, 45 minutes, and 8 seconds within the constellation of Te'omim. Recall that Te'omim, the third constellation, begins 60 degrees counterclockwise of Taleh. So the location of the Gova on this date is almost 90 degrees counterclockwise from the beginning of Taleh. If Taleh is on top at 12 o'clock, then the Gova of the sun's orbit on that day was close to 9 o'clock. Continuing in Halacha Bet, כשתרצה לידע מקום השמש במהלכה האמצעי בכל זמן שתרצה, תיקח מניין הימים שמתחילת יום העיקר עד היום שתרצה, ותוציא מהלכה האמצעי באותן הימים מן הסימנים שהודענו, ותוסיף הכל על העיקר, ותקבץ כל מין אימינו, והיוצא הוא מקום השמש במהלכה האמצעי לאותו היום. Using this information about the location of the sun on the date of the Ikar, we can find where the sun is located within its orbit, its Mahalach HaEmtzai, at the start of any day at all. How? If we are interested in a date after the Ikar, then we add to the angle of the sun on the Ikar, that is 7 degrees, 3 minutes, 32 seconds, the total movement of the sun during the intervening days. If we are interested in a date before the Ikar, then we subtract rather than add. The Rambam proceeds to illustrate with an example. Suppose we are interested in knowing where the sun is located at the start of Shabbat, the 14th of Tammuz, in the same year 4938 as the Ikar. This works out to exactly 100 days after the 3rd of Nisan, the Ikar itself. In Halacha Aleph, we saw that the movement of the sun over 100 days comes out to 98 degrees, 33 minutes, and 53 seconds. So we add this to 7 degrees, 3 minutes, and 32 seconds to obtain an angle of 105 degrees, 37 minutes, and 25 seconds. This is between 90 and 120 degrees, so the location of the sun is in the fourth constellation, that is Sartan, 15 degrees, 37 minutes, and 25 seconds into the region of that mazal. What about the location of the Gova of the sun's orbit on that day? On the day of the Ikar, it was at 26 degrees, 45 minutes, and 8 seconds within the constellation of Teomim, meaning 86 degrees, 45 minutes, and 8 seconds counterclockwise from the top of the sun's orbit at the Mazal of Taleh. Over the course of 100 days, we saw earlier in this halacha, the Gova moves only 15 seconds. So on the 14th of Tammuz, the Gova of the sun is located at an angle of 86 degrees, 45 minutes, and 23 seconds counterclockwise from the Mazal of Taleh. The Rambam proceeds to note a very important point. V'ha'emtza she'etze b'cheshbon zeh.
פעמים יהיה לתחילת הלילה בשווה, או קודם שקיעת החמה בשעה, או אחר שקיעת החמה בשעה, ודבר זה לא תחוש לו בשמש בחשבון הראייה, שהרי אנו משלמים קירוב זה כשנחשב לאמצע הירח. We have learnt in this parak how to find the location of the sun on any day in the past or future, but the calculations we've discussed only give us the location of the sun at the very beginning of the day, that is, the start of the nighttime. In principle, this is all that is necessary, because we need this information only in order to determine, in the later prakim, if the moon will be visible at the beginning of the night, just before or after the sun goes down. But here we have a problem. Recall that all calendar calculations are based on fixed hours of 60 minutes each, and so the moment at which each day starts is a fixed point in time within the 24-hour daily cycle. We've been calling this moment 6 o'clock p.m. in our examples over the last several prakim. But the time of sundown varies throughout the year. It is very rarely on or very close to 6 p.m., and can be an hour earlier or an hour later. So how do we adjust our calculations to take this into account and determine whether the moon can be seen up to an hour earlier or later than the time that we've been calculating in this perek? The Rambam's answer is that we will take this variation of sundown into account when we get to calculating the location of the moon in perek Yudalid. There is nothing really new in the remainder of the perek. The Rambam points out that we can use the angles calculated here to find the Mahalach HaEmtzai of the sun on any day in the past or future, and we can also decide to use a different date as the Ikar if we wish. Clearly, if we were doing these kinds of calculations routinely today, we would choose an Ikar much closer to our own time than the year 1178. It is important to remember that the angle we calculated for the movement of the sun over the course of a year relates only to a Shana Pshuta Kesidra of 354 days. If the year is Chasera or Shlema, then we need to subtract or add a day, respectively. And if the year is a Shana Muberet, then we have to add either 29, 30, or 31 days, depending on whether the year is Chasera, Kesidra, or Shlema.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.